There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Situated as we work on another hour of conversation in depth. The Thursday, March the 19th, Good Day program is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler, who is busy monitoring what it is that you're thinking in one particular area anyway, and that's social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. And as I said, we're going to get into this, the in-depth part of this hour people like because there's ability for us to dig around a little bit more and give you some more value for that money that you've spent to listen. Suppose that under net neutrality, one wonders whether some people may have to pay for this program and other programs like it. In the, do you think that'll happen, Kenny? Given all the crazy stuff that's going on with the changes, and people keep talking about television, or they talk about video as it's affected by Apple's latest, I don't want to say shenanigans, but certainly they're having an impact. All of the various things that you get in these bundles from Verizon and the other providers, and then there's the Time Warner cable stuff and the other cable companies. It seems to be very much in flux right now, and I often wonder, well, if a lot of people listen to this program on the cable radio network, CRN Digital, and whether that'll be affected by not just net neutrality, but the way that these companies, these big companies that have so much technology, are whipping around different packages that might cost you. I pay $239 a month, I think, for the stuff that I get in the Santa Monica house. And it looks like Apple's going to give me the same thing for about $35. Am I right or not?
Yeah, that should be about right.
Yeah.
And add HBO on it for another 15 if you want.
Okay, I'm in. Where do I sign up? The cable companies are like dealing with the airlines. They're so big, they're so impersonal, they're really not very smart, but they think they don't have to be because they're so big, they control so much of the territory that, you know what, if we irritate one person, 100 people, 1,000, 10,000, a million, who cares? Right? In my world, every customer is important. I need every single customer, even if his name is Robert Durst. I want Robert Durst to listen to this radio program and figure out what's going on in his life. Here, this guy, they found him with a latex mask, a fake ID, and $42,000 in cash.
Wow.
New Orleans Hotel, he was arrested there over the weekend. Disclosure came in an affidavit filed by Houston police. They're seeking a warrant to search his home in Houston. Heir to one of New York City's most powerful real estate empires. Arrested over the weekend, charged with the murder of his former spokeswoman, Susan Berman, and others as a result of what happened in that HBO six-part series on him. His life, going into the bathroom, mumbling to himself, "What the hell did I do? Kill them all, of course." The guy's going to be out of it. They get him on insanity. Or they'll say get him off on a plea of insanity, I'm going to bet. But he's been tried in the media, and he's been convicted pretty much anyway, right?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
All right, what do you have from people listening that want to be heard on this? Various, I'm looking at all the police agencies that have been involved in this already. Already they've had the L.A. Police Department involved, New York State Police. Let's see here, Vermont, Texas, California, because he had places, homes in all of these states. So they're looking for evidence in all of these locations.
Oh, yeah, and they're probably going to start connecting him to missing people in those areas, too.
You think so?
I saw a report this morning that they think he's involved with two missing teenagers in California that were in the area where Susan Berman was.
Really? So he's a psychopath. Amongst other things. All right, so he may have been on his way out of town anyway. They found copies of his books in Houston. One of them was called Without a Trace. And then another one, let's see, A Deadly Secret. And both of these were about him, in fact. All right, so what are people saying?
Don says, this is the type of guy horror movies are made of. Throw him in jail and throw away the key.
Well, yeah, but the now that the HBO series has got people intrigued, people are going to want to watch this play out, as sick as it is. They're going to want to, this is going to become a discussion topic among the rich and Favors and the Hamptons this summer, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Bel Air and Beverly Hills talking about this guy. All over the place. All right, what else are people saying?
Patrick says, I seriously doubt that statement will be enough to convict him of anything. Same is true of the letter to the police that matched his other letter. Mm-hmm. It's not what the prosecution knows, it's what they can prove, and he has an awful lot of money.
Yeah, I think he's... I'm betting that he doesn't go and he doesn't serve any serious time, but there'll be all of this. I mean, his life's ruined no matter what. He ruined his own life.
Yeah.
And so whether he's crazy or he's not crazy, certifiable or not certifiable, it just, I think that we've seen not the last of him, but he's not a danger to anybody but himself now. So what else?
Cindy says, another case of a deeply disturbed man from a wealthy family where reputation is more important than mental health.
Okay. Well, there's this, the business about the money factor and people's ideas about money and what you can do with money and how your life is affected by money. And there's that jealousy factor. People want to convict him not for the right reasons, but for the wrong reasons. They want to convict him just because he has money. There are plenty of people, yeah, that rich bastard, he should go. And it isn't whatever he did. It's just he had money. So his biggest problem in life with some people is that he had too much money. Yeah, maybe the indulgences that are part of it are that in my mind doesn't disqualify him from anything except makes for good conversation. So now, speaking of that, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the official lawyer for the Good Day program, up next with a further explanation of what's going on with Mr. Durst.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online. It's 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The fate of Robert Durst, an eventful 4 days for him. Saturday he was arrested. Sunday HBO aired a documentary where it appears he confesses to murder. Monday he's charged with first-degree murder. Yesterday police raided his home, not yet known exactly what they were looking for. His lawyer called the search ridiculous. Those of you who are following all this, this fellow comes from money. He's accused of killing his wife now and three. Well, he admitted it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer, college professor, and our expert on the law. Is this a slam dunk? He admits it, or is some smart lawyer going to say, well, he can't admit that because he didn't know he was being recorded? Is that,
well, you know, the admission happened while they were filming the piece for HBO, and what it was, it actually, do you remember the old Leslie Nielsen police movies?
Yes.
And right, yeah. Naked Gun, that was it. Well, there was a scene where he had this portable microphone, and he goes into the bathroom and he starts singing away while he's urinating. Well, frankly, that, except for a different kind of singing, is what Durst. He had the microphone, went into the bathroom, and started what was alleged to be a confession. So the question is going to be, was this a confession? Was it really a confession? No one's talked to him. He's just murmuring to himself. Was it taken out of context? And there is there's a precedent for that, because during a Michael Jackson trial for a child molestation, there was a piece taken out of an interview he had done, but later it was found that it was out of context and it really didn't mean the same thing. Then you've got all kinds of legal questions about can this evidence be brought in where he wasn't Mirandized? And the issue is, well, you know, HBO wasn't acting for the police, but then again, they had already been cooperating with the police. So it's going to be a legal mess.
All right, so under the circumstances, you're his lawyer. What do you do? What do you tell him? He's been charged with other things. He's got drug and weapons charges against him as well. He's in jail in New Orleans. So they're going to hang him on something here, it would appear. Yes?
Yeah, they're definitely going to get him on something. But the question is, do they have enough to get him on murder? One of the big things with that is recently an envelope that was found that was connected to his wife's murder. The murder of the woman out in L.A. in which not just the handwriting was the same, but Beverly in Beverly Hills was spelled incorrectly. So there's a lot of evidence. But it's still not necessarily going to be a slam dunk in the hands of a good defense attorney.
All right, so you're his attorney. What do you do?
First of all, I say that, you know, he was just murmuring to himself. That was not in any way a confession. And then I tell him to just shut his damn mouth and not be talking to anybody. Why do you make yourself the subject of an HBO series? So,
because you're an egotistical maniac.
Well, he's got psychiatric issues. I mean, they've moved him into the psych ward already.
That's probably going to be his undoing.
Yeah, right. Look at his eyes, man. Whew. Okay, so there's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is not only a lawyer, he's got a great website dedicated to helping you get away from scams called scamicide.com. A lot of great things for the public interest, and that could be your handle. In the public interest, this is Stephen J.J. Wiseman on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Time to bust a move, Richie.
That's right.
Here's the temple, all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females to tell us. Okay, party, go to a party.
Girls all right, Jennifer, when you need her. Jennifer would know every single word.
Yep. Yeah. So this is a bust a move. English-born American singer, rapper, and actor. Who is this? 888-302-3684. One hit and one hit only. This tune was number one during this week in 1989. Pop single chart. This is one of the first rapper sort of songs to make it into the pop music realm, I think, wasn't it, Richie?
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, Will Smith and everybody was, you know, no. I mean, but it was the beginning.
So what do I know? A rap has not always been on the top of my pop.
Rapper for Light would be the first one. And that was in the late 1979. So this was 10 years after that.
888-302-3684. You'll be qualifying if you have the right answer for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. The name is what we're looking for. One hit wonder. His real name is Marvin Young, by the way.
Marvin.
But we're looking for his stage name.
How many rappers you know named Marvin?
Marvin.
Not a lot, I'm guessing.
The miracle, miraculous Marvin. Anyway, at the age of three, he and his family moved from England to Queens, New York. There's a culture change for you. Oof. He moved to L.A. after that, earned a degree in economics from the University of Southern California, became interested in rap music, auditioned for a record company over the telephone doing this.
What a story this guy's got.
So impressed. They delivered a recording contract to his dorm room. He then collaborated with Tone Loc. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Tone Loc.
Tone Loc. He was on Wild Thing. You Make My Heart Sing, but that wasn't the way that went. That was a different guy. A Wild Thing. Bust a Move released in 1989, received a Grammy following year for Best Rap Performance. This fella quickly recorded four more rap albums, last of which was titled Return of the One Hit Wonder. No more performances. He sealed his own fate with that moniker, the One Hit Wonder, no more singles for Marvin. So what did Marvin use as a name to record under? 888-302-3684 to qualify for our trip. All right, so let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. 888-302-3684. Tracy, what say you on this?
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
That would be cool. Busta Rhymes did Busta Move.
Busta Move, right, but yeah. That's not the case.
Nice.
Thank you anyway. Busta Move, no relation to Busta Rhymes. Mike's on Good Day Next. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Very good, and yourself?
I'm well, thank you for asking. So, a little cold this morning, a little spoiled being on the West Coast. Where are you, by the way, Mike?
Lake City, Florida.
All right, so you've got nice weather down there as well. This is a period in your life that you were doing what? What was going on in your life during this part of 1989?
Most likely something R-rated.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. You're one of those guys, eh? And did this contribute to your R-ratedness, this song?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah, you don't remember?
You were busting a move.
And busting a move. All right, so who is this?
Young MC.
Young MC is correct. All right, so do you have a family?
Of course.
You smartened up, in other words. Okay, so we're going to qualify you with that answer for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Drawing will be held next week. We wish you good luck. And in the meantime, whatever it is that you're doing, make sure you do it on the straight and narrow. In other words, don't go back to those evil days of yesteryear when you were into Young MC. That's the answer, Young MC, on the One Hit Wonder Contest, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-919-6923. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-919-6923. That's 1-800-919-6923. Again, 1-800-919-6923.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Time is 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, continuation of thoughts for Thursday, the 19th of March. Ken Kessler and I with some shop talk first before we get into one of the other issues in detail. This is the story of former Connecticut Governor John Rowland. Was it Rowland or Roland? R-O-W-L-A-N-D. I've forgotten. I remember hearing him.
I think it's Rowland.
I think it is Rowland, right. So here's this fellow that was on WTIC in Hartford doing an afternoon radio program, doing quite a good job, good ratings, former governor. And the reason that former comes before governor is because he was convicted a decade ago on corruption charges. And you'd have thought he would have learned his lesson. Apparently he did not. The judge yesterday, in sentencing him, said that she thought he had a lust for influence. The trial that went on brought out not one but two attempts by the former governor to work with political candidates and have his off-the-books fees laundered through an unrelated business. He asked for $500,000 in consulting fees to be run through a non-profit animal shelter that he was running. The candidate said, sorry, no, I won't do that. But then he went to somebody else, and that person agreed to route his fees through a another non-profit that she was involved in. Apparently, this time he said, why don't you run it through the nursing home that you and your husband have? And that's the deal that was made. It blew up while he was hosting afternoons at WTIC. His former co-host was one of the people who spoke up for the former governor at his sentencing hearing. He got a sentence of 30 months in prison. They're going to appeal. And so under the circumstances, him using his talk show to promote a candidacy, and the way he did it wasn't necessarily to talk about the candidate, but he continually every day was on the opponent for this woman, whatever she was running for. And so that's how he managed to collect his fees or think that he earned his fees. It's not any different than payola. I'm not suggesting that it's a good thing. What might have been better, but it wouldn't have done him any good, was just to acknowledge that I've been paid as a consultant by this woman who's running for whatever. And then he wouldn't have probably have been as blatant about taking apart the opponent. But under the circumstances, there is payola. I was at a meeting in Philadelphia yesterday of radio people, and we were talking about the new payola, Kenny, which has now been codified, allowed by the FCC. Somebody who wants to get a record played by any company you can think of who's making records, going to the radio station, say, okay, here's $100 to play my song, or $1,000, or $10,000, or whatever it is. Go to the big companies and say, here's $1,000,000, I want you to play all my music. You think the big company's going to say no? No, they aren't going to say no. They'll take the money and play the songs. So there is, and I remember people in the 50s going to jail for taking payola. And it certainly wasn't anything along the lines of this kind of money that we're talking about. But that's all Roland was getting payola for talking about something. When I get paid for doing something, other than what the regular commercial content is, you'll know it. But this is a commercial venture. So I should be able to charge for whatever information somebody wants me to send your way. That's what it's about. Sometimes I get paid, sometimes I don't. If you get somebody on, do an interview with them, sometimes you get paid. Most of the time, don't get paid. But under the circumstances, that's how the business works. That's why you have commercial radio. Excuse me. So you stay in business by charging people to get on the air, whether it's Walmart, or whether it's the cheese stuff, whatever it is. If you want to tell a story, then you pay for it to get access to the audience. But Rowland was pretty obvious in the way he handled things, so he got handled himself. On the other side of what's going on the radio, lots of people this week, especially the sports radio circles, but I'm betting this is going to be a story that'll make it maybe beyond even the number 10 spot, Kenny, on the countdown. We go through the numbers tomorrow. The story of former 49ers linebacker Chris Borland. He insists he was not trying to be a trailblazer or a flag waver. He just wanted to make a simple, straightforward statement that his long-term health was more important to him than having an NFL career. Sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
One of the top rookies last year, shocking the league this week, retiring at 24 because he's concerned over football-related head injuries. A lot of people interviewing him. This has been all over the place. I think this is one of those great opportunities to exercise what you know and what you don't know so that you can learn more about this, because it is such an important thing. It is. It's very important. And I was, let's play this out a little bit more here. He said, quote, "It hurt to know that I was going to let the fans and the team down, but I just had to live my life. If I could potentially kill you," something that one of his fellow teammates talked about, Patrick Willis, he went into early retirement too. The fact, though, that there are people who have died, we're not talking about a few, we're talking about hundreds of men who played football over the years, who, as it now turns out, when you focus in on what did them in, it was all of these things that come as a result of having these concussions and head injuries over a year. Can you imagine if you have a 14, 15-year career in the NFL, how many times you get whacked? What do you think is going to happen to the brain? Never mind your brain itself. But with all the padding and everything else, your neck is still exposed. And the stem that runs from your spine to your head that holds your head on the back of your neck, what holds your head onto your body, is that stem is the size of a quarter. That's all that there is that holds your head onto your body. Can you imagine? When you think about it that way, that some people would think the money or the fame, the glory was more important than their lives. I heard somebody say at one point in time, yeah, you know what? I'm not too concerned about me. I want to make sure my family's well taken care of when I'm gone. Huh? So leaving them the money from your career as an NFL player is more important than your staying with your family? What kind of thinking is that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Any social media commentary on Mr. Borland and his exit, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Jack says, someone bringing some common sense to the NFL. Notice he said he relied on his own research and not the word of NFL doctors. This kid clearly went to class when he was in college. He has a lot of courage to do what he's doing.
Bingo! He went to class when he was in college. That's a slam, boys and girls. And all the men that go to college, my father was one of them. My father went to college out in Decatur, Illinois at Millikan University, and he only went to play football with three of his friends from Boston. They never went to a class. They washed dishes and basically hung around with the women. Never went to class. They weren't required to go to class. They were just required to show up on the football field and play football and win games for Millikan. That was back in the 1934, 35, 36 in there. So, anyway, yeah, that went on then. Who knows? It probably goes on now, I'm going to guess. So let's take this one step further and get into the nitty-gritty of what really goes on in these circumstances. What are the other football players thinking about? Michael Eaves, who's a reporter following the controversy and the nuts and bolts of the story, up next here with more focus on concussions and the football. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny and I have Michael Eaves now with us, an Emmy Award-winning sports journalist, a sports anchor for Al Jazeera and our production staff getting along just fine. We find them very accessible. Good to have you here, Michael. Thank you. Let's talk about Chris Borland and where he might have gone prior to his realizing that his future might not be as bright if he stayed with the NFL.
In terms of his NFL career, what might he have accomplished?
Yeah, how far would he have gone from all the things that I've seen about him? He seems to have been highly regarded, well-respected, and people are pretty surprised about this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He led the team in tackles last year as a rookie, and he missed two games during the season, and he didn't become the starter until about week 8, I believe, when Patrick Willis got hurt. And so then he moved into that role, and he really excelled. So from a career standpoint, with Patrick Willis retiring last week, he was poised to really jump off and have the career that a lot of people thought he would have coming out of the University of Wisconsin. This was not a guy who was a bench warmer, just kind of hanging on to an NFL roster. He was about to be potentially a star for a playoff contending team in San Francisco. So a lot of people can't quite understand why he would do that, because if they were in that situation, making that kind of money and about to be on the verge of potentially being a star, why would you walk away from that? And I think because for a lot of people, especially haven't played sports, they have a hard time understanding why you would walk away from that opportunity.
I don't have a hard time understanding it at all. I think he's the smartest guy that I've encountered from the NFL. Kettering, Ohio is his home. He's 24 years of age, made $420,000 in his first year playing for San Francisco. For those of you who didn't hear the news, he decided abruptly that he wasn't going to play football anymore. He quit, it would seem, Michael, because he was influenced by all the information that's available about head trauma. I mean, I think the guy's got a lot of common sense. He's making a statement here.
See, I get you. From a personal standpoint, if he felt this was right for him, then he absolutely made the right decision. It may not be the right decision for other people who choose to put themselves in a situation of risk for reward. That's their decision. They do what they want to do. But Chris felt as if it wasn't right for him. He suffered a mild concussion. He believed it wasn't diagnosed, but he felt he suffered one in training camp. And that just triggered a bunch of thoughts about how he wants to live the rest of his life. He started doing research during the year. It was a season-long process, and he got to a point where he realized, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life because I don't know how long I can do this without seriously injuring myself.
Apparently, this happened to him when he was younger as well. He had a concussion while he was playing soccer in the eighth grade, had a concussion while he was playing football in high school, and then he had a third one during training camp last year. He consulted with former players and people that are experts in this sort of field and decided that the $3 million that he had in his contract wasn't worth it. I applaud that. I think football is a horrible, horrible sport. You may not be familiar with me or my program, Michael. I have been on this for four. I was the first national broadcaster, and I'm not a sports guy, to get onto this because I have a friend that runs it. You might want to do a story, as a matter of fact, on a company in Denver called Cerescan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. They started working for the NFL. Now they're working for the Players Association because they've done the research. They have the software to examine not only what's going on in these circumstances, but also they're doing a lot of work for former vets that have come back with all kinds of problems with their brains. This is something that is serious, not just in football, though. It's in soccer, all kinds of sports. And parents, I have said on the air consistently, if you're a parent who lets or encourages your child to play football or these other sports, you're irresponsible.
I played football growing up, and as I matured and I left the sport, I ended up playing basketball. But I thought when I got older that if I had children, I would want my son to play football at a younger age, just to toughen him up a little bit. You know, that's a male thing that you have as an athlete growing up. I got to be tough. No, I want my little boy to play football.
Do you still think that?
No, absolutely not. Now as I've gotten older and I've become more aware of head injuries, especially related to football, I don't want him to play at all, at all. But especially I wouldn't let him play at least until high school because his brain is still developing in your early years.
Brainstem,
and he's not really prepared for it.
Michael Eaves from Al Jazeera here on Good Day. He's got a lot to say and happy to have him on. Thanks.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
You can't afford to miss the next few minutes of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you are a pet owner or a pet lover, you'll be happy to know Warren Eckstein is here. Yes, Warren has a great line of minerals and vitamin supplements for cats and dogs called Hugs and Kisses, which you can check out at hugsandkisses.com, petshow.com. He's on the radio every weekend all around the country and a lot of great radio stations here every morning with tips about how to take care of your animals. He's all over Facebook. He's been a dog trainer. This guy knows when it comes to cats and dogs and pets in general, he's got it. So we're going to talk about how the perception of cat owners may be changing with some people. I'm not sure it is with me, but Warren says that that's changing. Why? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. Get the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Tellys, Jaguars, P-Basses, amps, acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Super, that's the way I describe my friend Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show, focusing on cat owners now. Okay, so you're trying to convince us that the way people look at cats and cat owners is different. I'm not buying this, but I'm interested. I'm certainly open-minded to the philosophy because, I've never been real open. Cats are good in the barn. They take good care of the things that need to be taken care of in the barn, and that's about as far as it goes with me. But there are a lot of people who love their cats.
The problem with your theory, Doug, is that you've never been owned by a cat. That's the problem. Once you've been owned by a cat, you'll understand exactly what we're talking about.
Right, yes.
You know, for years and years, people would say things like, you know, cats are independent, get a dog, dogs listen to you, dogs are more intelligent, dogs respond to you. And let me ask you a question. Is it more intelligent for something to accept or something to question? So for those people out there that think dogs are smarter than cats, cats are a little different. They tend to question their authority rather than just accepting it as many dogs do. Bottom line is there's an old saying that when you call your dog, he comes right away. When you call your cat, it's kind of like they take a message and get back to you a little bit later that afternoon. People that live with cats really understand the concept that cats can be just as affectionate, just as smart as any dog can be. The problem is most people that live with cats don't take the time to socialize or expose their cats, so a lot of people never get to realize just how incredibly social they can be.
Do cats really respond when you call? I don't ever remember. I can remember doing, here, kitty, 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 or doing meow, 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 or something like that.
You're such a skeptic. I remember years ago I was training David Letterman's two dogs, and David said to me, Warren, can cats be trained? And I had just adopted a cat at that point named Maudie. And 2 weeks after he asked me that question, I brought my cat on his show live, and I had my cat across the room, and I said, Maudie, come. And here came Maudie running across the room, because when she got there, she knew there was a big hug and a kiss waiting for her. So the bottom line is, yeah, you'd go to a circus, though. You'd see a lion jumping through a hoop of fire, sitting up on his back legs, yet you come home and your little Siamese cat isn't responding. It's not the cat's fault if you haven't taken the time to expose, socialize, and train the cat.
Well, that's maybe true. It's just me and my own prejudice. Growing up on the farm, cats had one purpose, and that was to get rid of the mice and the vermin that were around the barn. And some of them really were neat. Maybe it's because they are uncontrollable. Maybe it is because they have a mind of their own. And maybe people get a certain idea in their mind, although I've never had a pet any more independent than Charlotte. This is an independent dog who thinks on her own, who acts on her own, even at the age that she is the same Charlotte as she has been in terms of doing what she wants to go in this direction, you want to go in that direction, guess what? She's going in the other direction.
The difference is all cats are from Missouri. Show me. That's just the way it is. They understand that. But if you take the time and spend the amount of time with your cat that you would with your dog socializing and training, you're going to get a pretty consistent response.
How is the value of a cat? We only have a few seconds left. The value of cats, you know, dogs, pedigree and stuff, are well-bred cats expensive?
Yeah, if you go to your big cat shows, some of the breeds of cats can be really expensive, especially the stud cats. And if you get a cat, if you want a Siamese cat from the top breeder in the country, you're going to spend a lot of money, almost as much as you spend for a top-quality dog. I say go to the shelter.
There's a story there. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show on Good Day.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product should make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy good close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.